Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, I be the one that they love to mention.
Hey.
I tell them keep on talking cause I love the attention.
Hey.
And if they wanna see me, I tell them they can go high, high in the sky cause it's chicks so fly.
Simply Nay, I am Simply Nay in full effect. Yeah, my voice is done. It's cool though. Happy birthday, Vic. It was beautiful. Thanks for having us in the building. We slid through Nipsey's restaurant and bar in Upper Marlboro, Maryland. Like, I don't even know if I'm saying that right. What, hold on, I gotta ask somebody from Bougie Maryland. Is it Upper Marlboro? Is it Upper Marlboro? Marlboro. Anyway, I was up there. Let's talk. I unlocked auntie level, y'all. That motherfucker. I broke the glass ceiling of auntieism. How? This is how. I went to a 50th birthday celebration at the time of my life. Not only did I go, not only was I dressed in fashion, not only was I dressed according to the colors. And let me tell you, so I thought the birthday girl was, you know, giving, oh, I'm turning 50, so I'm going to make all of you show up in the same color. Which, okay, it's your day. I love you. I'm going to do what you asked me to do, okay? If I'm coming, I'm going to do right. And just side note, don't say Simply Nay, never told your ass. If somebody asks you to wear a certain color to their event and you plan on coming, put the damn color on, okay? Like, what the fuck? I'm on a rampage, but example, you guys may recall my 25th birthday party that we had in the shadow room before gentrification got a hold of every damn thing. Shout out to Nate of the Perfect Pour. Remember how I asked y'all, 25, wear silver. And some of y'all came in gold, devil is a liar. It's okay. God bless. Again, if someone asks you to wear a certain color, wear that color. So we wore black as ass, and what we would learn is the black was in solidarity for furloughed workers. And I thought, that's really profound. Like, you want folks to be mindful that, like, while you're sitting in the party, like, you still got the coin. Like, I was like, oh, like, that warmed my heart. I like little thoughtful stuff like that. So, you know, they asked for black for the furloughed worker. And, you know, it was perfect for today's conversation because I'm going to be chatting with Miss Samantha Leach, who I got to know through working with the Dion for DC campaign and being a supporter and, you know, things of that nature. She was everywhere, okay? Everywhere. But what I would learn through Facebook friendship, you know, these days, if it's not on the internet, it ain't real. Psych. What I would learn is, she's a really nice, who really does a lot of innovative things for the community. And so one of the things she's doing for furloughed workers is Cash App fundraising and other fundraising initiatives. I've learned in production. So she's our guest for today. We're going to be talking. No, she's not a millionaire, y'all. No, she's not a trust fund baby, okay? And that's what makes this beautiful. Black girl magic turns nothing into something every time. I think on the weekend of the Women's March, that's worth discussing. Before we get to the next song, we go ahead and talk to our guest. I just want to take a moment. You know me in real life. I didn't go to the Women's March, but what I did notice is that that bothered my spirit such that I feel like I need to share to the one mic stand with CNA. Number one, it troubles my spirit that a march can be held for women in Washington, D.C. No black girl, young from D.C., as in born here, under the age of 21, I got quiet so you could marinate on that, was given an opportunity on that stage. Tamika Mallory is who she is because somebody gave her an opportunity at some point. Somebody gave little girl Tamika an opportunity. And so I didn't see any Tamikas on that stage. And that's hurtful. Furthermore, the second thing that just blows my balls, y'all, I'm not FCC regulated. I can say whatever the fuck I want. What blows my balls is how do we have a march in D.C.? We don't uplift Relisha Rudd when we talking about women. How? Not one black youth. Never mention of Relisha Rudd. And so I just want to take a moment before we go into our next song. I just want to have a moment of silence because I've not seen a death certificate. A body has not been located. And so the work is not done. I want a moment of silence because what we need to be honest about, what we need to take a moment to be quiet and reflect on is clearly black youth mean nothing. And that in order to become a black woman, you had to survive the experience of a young black girl. Let's make that clear.
Turn my headphone down a little bit.
My nigga, Dennis Madrid, stay solid, my nigga. I'm on a tangent, not how I planned it. I had some fans that hopped in a band and shit when they thought that I wasn't gon' pan. Now I got a plan. They say the success is the greatest revenge. Tell all your friends, call on a mission, submitting the spot is the greatest that did it before it all ends, nigga.
How much money you got? A lot. How many problems you got? A lot. How many people done doubted you?
A lot.
Left you out to rot?
A lot.
How many pray that you flop?
A lot.
How many lawyers you got?
A lot.
How many times you got shot?
A lot.
How many niggas you shot?
A lot.
How many times did you ride?
A lot.
How many niggas done died?
A lot.
How many times did you cheat?
A lot.
How many times did you lie?
A lot.
How many times did she leave?
A lot.
How many times did she cry?
A lot.
How many chances she done gave you? Fuck around with these thighs.
A lot.
I break up.
Simply Nay loves that song. It's funny, we were like having a bit of technical difficulties, and I started calling myself what they call me at work. I was like, Miss Aya loves that song. The kid had me listening to 21 Savage, y'all. And I really like that song. It's just so much you said in that song. And I also like, it's like an old school bop, right? Because back in the day, they had like, it gives very much Eddie Kendrick. Like, you know what I'm saying? Y'all don't know nothing about that. It's the one Mike Stan with Simply Nay. I am Simply Nay in full effect. You can follow us on social media everywhere. Go where we are, do what we do, at One Mike Stan Show. I'll be in these streets a little bit later. So if you want to see where I am, it's at One Mike Stan Show. And if you're really nosy, my personal information is at I am Simply Nay on everything. That's AI. That's at I A M S I M P L Y N A Y. I was about to spell my whole government, like the treachery of it all. Anywho, that's where you can find this. The One Mic Stand with Simply Nay is a Stand Omni Media production. Stand Omni Media is a diversified digital brand with a mission to uplift the voices and cultures that are most often silent. Like little black girls from Southeast. Hey, y'all. Thanks. Appreciate you. If you are interested in, you know, supporting Stand Omni Media to advertise your product, services, or upcoming event, learn more by visiting www.wheredoyoustand. That's you, the letter, not the word. If you miss our show, you can always go back and hear them all, everything on our network at www.wheredoyoustand.com/radio. As I promised, we're going to be chatting with Samantha Leach. My hope is that our conversation can raise awareness about grassroots giving initiatives, inspire y'all to give, or duplicate an initiative of your own for a cause that you care about. Miss Samantha, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm maintaining. My voice is trying to leave me, but God's good anyhow. Remember when the saints used to say that? I'm telling my age. Let me
tell you. Yes.
They used to be like, praise the Lord anyhow.
Yes, do it anyhow.
That means they didn't have no gas money to get home from church. Listen, I'm out here. We have this next coming week, BCGS is out for 2 days following MLK. And so some of our future adults at my job gave me some homework, some different artists to listen to that I hadn't listened to and things like that. And so this 21 Savage song, I'm like, oh, he ain't too bad. And, you know, I listen. I'm supposed to take notes what I don't understand. And then I get told what it means. So I really appreciate it. And I really like that song. But it's about today. Can you introduce yourself to the listeners of the One Mic Stand, Simply Nay, who you are, where you're from, what you do, what you want them to know?
Sure. Well, I am Samantha Leach. I am the executive director of Flint, LLC, which is Fostering Love, Integrity, Nurturing, and Trust, local community-based social services agency, which is based in the District of Columbia. And we provide all types of social services. We do a lot of grassroots campaigns and things to support communities who are hardest hit in poverty and the most underserved populations, whether it be the chronically unemployed, homeless, teen moms, adjudicated youth, ex-offenders, or we would like to call them returning citizens now, women and men who are victims of domestic violence, et cetera, et cetera. So any population that we feel is the greatest in need and hardest hit communities in the city, we try to serve the needs of those people. That's who I am.
And if you don't pay attention because you have ADHD, sister has a job. She's executive directing. She's in the C-suite. She's getting a coin. Okay, can I ask you this? Are you the founder of Flint, or you're just carrying along the mission as executive director right now?
I am the founder of Flint. My grandfather's name was Flint. And so I named my organization after him because I would have to say that he gave me the greatest or my greatest inspiration to do the things that I do. My grandfather was a pillar in his community. Many called him the mayor of his neighborhood because at any given time you would see him, whether it was mowing the lawns of all of his neighbors or cleaning up the trash outside or making sure that his neighborhood was not riddled with drugs and, you know, somebody needed anything, he allowed them to come in. He would feed, you know, the hungry. And, you know, he and my grandmother were both very, very active in their community. But my grandfather was one that, you know, he was one of those people that everybody knew him. And I have so many of his characteristics. People say it all the time, like his sarcasm, you know, his heart forgiving, and definitely one of those people that is just like, we were trying to figure out, like, how do you know so many people? And I had that happen to me. Like, people are like, you know people everywhere. But I believe that, you know, when you are friendly, you gain friends. And I'm so happy to live in a city where that's been, there's been so many opportunities for me to serve and develop so many great friendships and relationships across the city with people who are like-minded and have a heart to serve people as well. So I'm carrying on this mission of, you know, that I believe my grandfather was really the founder because it was through him that I learned the importance of serving and just having a servant's heart. And so when he died, I launched the business, and I'm in the process now of launching the nonprofit arm of the business. So we're looking forward to doing some really great things in his honor. So, yes. That's,
you're a serious social entrepreneur, and you should be humble about it on
radio. Say that again.
You're a serial social entrepreneur, but you were trying to be humble about it on radio.
Your phone, for some reason, you're breaking up. I can't understand. I'm sorry.
Can you hear me now? I was saying you're a serial social entrepreneur, but for some reason, you were being humble.
I don't know. It really is breaking up. It was breaking up earlier too, and now it was. And then you were fine, and now it's doing it again. Yeah, it's not. It's no better.
How about now? Can we be heard now?
Yeah, that's good. Mm-hmm. Sorry, what did you say?
Anyway, what I was asking was, you're a serial entrepreneur who does social work. You are just being humble about it. You're in the business of social good, right?
Yeah. I am. And
I'm so sorry. You have a technical difficulty.
Yeah. So, and, you know, this kind of work, I would have to say, because I'm naturally a giver, I would say for so long, so much of what I did went, you know, I didn't know how to monetize it or, you know, create an avenue where I could, you know, create a stream of income from it because I just naturally took care of people. So if somebody was hungry, I would feed them. If somebody needed clothes, I would put clothes in their bag. If somebody needed a place to stay, they could move in with me. In fact, you know, my son, my 21-year-old son would say that he has never lived in his home and not had somebody living with him just because that's who I am and that's how I was raised, that when you see a person in need and you have the capacity to meet the need, you should just do it. And so God has, you know, definitely opened some doors for me to have, you know, some contracts with the government, et cetera, et cetera. And that, you know, so I'm able to, you know, now have some benefit from it. But, you know, it's just really honestly just who I am. And so we just have to create opportunities so that we can, you know, still live, because when you're taking care of people, obviously there has to be some resources coming in so that you can continue to give out. So I'm thankful for that.
Definitely. I think one thing that I love is just how humble you are. And in the times that I've been in spaces with you, you know, you were there completely volunteer, completely, you know what I'm saying? You didn't pick and choose what voters you were interested in talking to about being engaged with what's going on in their city. And that just made me have a real respect for you as a person and be really interested in just outside of our shared support of one candidate, what did you have to offer the community? And so that's how I learned about your Cash App fundraiser. And I really think I wanted to talk about professional background, because you heard my previous commentary about, you know, Black women were Black girls before they were women.
Right.
And, you know, just being so disgusted that we can have a women's church and there wasn't a single Black child from D.C. on that stage. I think we need to continue to always uplift and support little Samantha deep down
Absolutely.
Inside of you. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And we need to make sure that the young girls who we're working with see, and not just the young girls we're working with, right? We've got to hold the community to a standard. Just like you said, you doing what you saw. I saw people do that. And it didn't have to be somebody I was related to or I was sleeping with or someone I could see myself getting something from. And I didn't have to put it on that, because if we're honest, baby, we pagers at that time. You know what I'm
right.
saying? So I
yeah.
really just struggle with where we've gone with this. But the lady's telling me I have to play a song. We're going to get right back. A little more talking about your Cash App campaign and how folks can support or copy, because, you know, the best form of flattery.
Absolutely. Let's get to it.
I'm Simply Nay, and I'm Listen to some Chaz French featuring Lizzie. I'm from D.C.
Did you put that shit on there? Can you turn the beat up too? Yeah. This is soundtrack to my life. Yeah. This is soundtrack to my life. Take a trip. You ain't gotta hold me down. I hold my own in this bitch. Kept my word, stay true. You know how this can get when it's real. One thing, just don't kill me out. Yeah, just don't kill me out. Yeah, say this is soundtrack to my soul. Take a trip. You ain't gotta hold me down. I hold my own in this bitch. Kept my word, stay true. You know how it can get when it's real. One thing, just don't kill me out. Kill me out, hola, say hola, yeah, hola, yeah, say hola, yeah, hola, yeah. Look, I did this shit for the hoes, I did this shit for the youth, I did this shit for the gang, I did this shit for the wave. All of you new niggas sound the same. You cannot say this don't sound the same. When they hear this, they gon' feel the way. Let's add a Xanaline and a 100K. Money, violence. 20, 50, 100's God, I'm hurt it all. I just might buy me an island. Horsing and riding Ferraris, let's set it off. You and your bros flying private. All of your hoes on my private, they finna fall. I'ma finesse it through college. As long as she keep them so fryless. Problem solved like, oh, I with the old. And then with the new, yeah, it's a goal. Messy with the goals. Man, this shit ain't you. Nothing was the same. I'm Drake with the views. It's out of control. You can't control. Keeping it true.
Say
keep
this
it
is soundtrack to my soul. Take a trill. You ain't gotta hold me down. I hold my own in this bitch. Kept my words, stay true. You know how it can get when it's real. One thing, just don't kill me out. Yeah, just don't kill me out. Hola, say hola. Yeah, hola. Yeah.
Young rapper.
Say hola. Yeah. Hola, yeah.
I'm rapping and trapping. I'm chopping and rapping. While you niggas acting, I'm about that action. Boy, you ain't about none. My nigga, what's happening? Know that they napping. Let's flip off the mattress. We gon' wake them and slap them. All of this girl, can't wait to go platinum. And see their reaction. New Gucci on me. These niggas look funny. Boy, go spend some hundreds, go buy your bitch some. Go buy that bitch some. Before she run up under, man, she gon' come under light. And she gon' come under light. She know all the money, man, we come from nothing. We don't ask for nothing. We got more juice than many, man, we laid up in the shade. We counting this cash. My bitch, she so bad, just about Barbados. We sit in the sand, and we listen to jazz. Getting this bag, I kick it with jazz. Bitch, look at my swag, I'm in my G-Wag. My mom's got a Beamer, and my bitch got a Jack.
This is subject to my soul, take a trill. You ain't gotta hold me down, I hold my own in this bitch. Can my words stay true, you know how it can get when it's real. One thing, just don't kill me out, yeah. Just don't kill me out, hold up. Say hold up, yeah. Hold up, yeah. Say hold up, yeah. Hold up, yeah.
Still on my family. I'm still in the name of the fact. Continue the conversation. So you talked about what inspired you to start your business. You talked about, you know, just giving back to the community and the importance of being a public servant. But I'd like to know what inspired your specific response to the current government shutdown and trying to support.
Okay, so initially when, you know, the furlough hit, I knew right off, you know, the bat that I was going to be positioning myself to do something, you know, in different ways. And so my initial response to it was to support families by going out and doing some grocery shopping and just, like, drop off, you know, bags of groceries to various families or whatever. So I did this by, like, you know, just telling people to let me know if there were families that they knew that were in need. And so we did that. And then one of my friends, Keisha, was doing the Cash App thing, because we've done like random, I'm not sure if you saw this on my page, but I would just do like random Cash App days where, like, if somebody was in need, I would say, you know, just drop your Cash App. And I would do something for them. So when Keisha posted, her name is Keisha Austin, I've known her for over 30 years. She posted that she was going to do that for furloughed workers. And I said, oh, my God, I want to do the same thing. And so I posted it, and the response was, like, huge. And I'm so thankful, because then other people just started tagging other people in it. And then so then I would just choose, like, a random number, and then that would be the person who would get it. And I'm going to do that every week until this furlough is over. But the blessing in it is that then people who also wanted to do the same thing but didn't get the same type of response, who trust me, just decided to send what they could donate to me so that I could continue what I was doing and just be able to do more. And today, my sister hosted, myself and my sister hosted a brunch for furloughed women, and we had a massage therapist there. We had a eyelash technician there. We had it catered, and we also had somebody that did, like, a painting. So they were all able to make a painting. It was just very therapeutic and just a kind of a moment away from the reality of what's going on, I guess, and just a moment to just take a deep breath and enjoy themselves. It was really great, and they had good food and a good time, and You know, everybody went home happy, and, you know, I told them to please feel free to join in when I do the next giveaway this coming week, you know, put their name, their Cash App, so they can be considered. And I just hope that I can continue to do this and that other people will, you know, either mirror the campaign that I'm doing or help support the one that I'm doing. Anything that we can do to help people, you know, it might just be enough to fill up their gas tank for the week or to get them enough groceries to get through the week. But every little bit counts, and I just want to, you know, put my thumbprint on helping these people, because this is a very unfortunate situation that really doesn't have to be. But, you know, here, this is where we are. And I believe that we all do our part. And I can always call it the village. If we all do our part in the village, I think we'll be all right. It's just when we try to live in a silo and want to be an island to ourselves and only worry about our own little, you know, nucleus family that we don't see this type of success. And so I'm starting to see, you know, just nationwide how people are really pouring out love and support to the furloughed workers. And I'm happy to be able to do a small part myself.
Well, I wanted to ask, we got an in-studio question. Do you give funds via PayPal? Because, like, some folks don't have access to Cash App, and, you know, they still have just as much of a need. So are you more than willing to support folks via PayPal as well?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Anybody, like, if there's a means for me to get it to them, I would use that. You know, all it is that they've been furloughed. That's all. That's the only thing that's required. So if they have PayPal, they can put their PayPal account. In fact, I'm glad you said that. The next time I do it, I'll just say put your Cash App or your PayPal account, list that. And I'll tell other people who are doing the same thing. I'll tell Keisha Austin that's doing it. And if it's other people who are doing it, I'll tell them to also let PayPal be one of those avenues that they give, because I do realize that everybody does not have Cash App. So I can appreciate that. Thank you.
Well, one of the things that we wanted to do, just to show how you inspire us, is use our radio platform and ask you to use this opportunity on the platform to just uplift some of the old Cash Apps that you've already used, or, you know, just some, because we have folks who listen in over 200 countries. We don't know what kind of coins they have, and they might be able to match you or something like that. And so we just want to make sure we lift some folks' Cash App up, and then we wanted to lift up some folks' PayPal and Cash Apps that we feel like, you know, folks should give to. So, you know, the first one, I'm going to start it off, because you can ask people if you're willing to do yourself, is Mrs. Karna at Gmail. If you can go to your PayPal, put in Mrs. Nona Karna at gmail.com. Anybody who knows Nona, who's been around DC, who's been doing organizing, particularly in trans communities of color, knows Nona has kept people out of jail. Nona has gone to jail for people to not go to jail. Nona has given people places to stay. Nona has found places to stay. For real. And I think that, you know, we can women's march till Jesus comes back. But, like, also known as PayPal, MRS, that's Mrs. N-O-N-A, that's N as in Nancy, O as in Oscar, N as in Nancy, A as in Adam, C as in Charles, O as in Oscar, N as in Nancy, E as in Edward, R as in Robert at gmail.com. There's no amount too small or too big to be a blessing in somebody's life. Support is free. If you don't have a coin, but your trust fund friend does, share it. Be a blessing. And, you know, I put Samantha on the spot. We don't do pre-production like that. Our guest on the One Mic Stand with Simply Nay, that's why we call it the One Mic Stand. It's like that fling that you have with somebody on the radio and knows about it. Anyway, but she didn't know we were going to do this. So we want to give her an opportunity to be able to get to her timeline and send. And see, I'm about to put you on blast. I'm not even supposed to have, like, my phone in front of me in the studio. But Samantha's the type of humble person who, although she's sitting on the radio, she was like, please make sure I have known this PayPal information. Like, I'm just saying, we got to celebrate Black women. because it's not hard. If somebody's going to do right by you, it's not ever going to be a reach, okay? And that doesn't matter what identity you are. It doesn't matter who you are. Like, somebody who wants to do the right fucking thing is not going to be a reach. They don't have a camera, and they're not going to be all in the streets telling your business. Just what did we learn today on the One Mic Fighting Day? I think this is a hell of a time to get our asses and sing a song, okay? Because this is the radio. We're going to play a song. Sam is going to get some of you all's cash apps up. I'm going to find some more folks to make sure I have on my list of blessings. I'm very excited that this is happening. And again, I was inspired by Samantha, and y'all can thank her. Like, furlough fundraising with Samantha Leach. Let's play.
Thank you.
Who run the world? Girls.
Girls.
Cute. I don't consider myself like a member of the Beehive or anything,
Like, she does make old Negro spirituals. Everybody, you know what I'm saying? Like, these are, like, national treasures. Who in the world, girl, you know, like, doesn't know that song? Anywho, Samantha, we're back on the One Mic Stand with Simply Nay. How are you? You still there?
Yes, I'm here.
Complete. I was searching through
some of the names, some of the Cash App names on here.
Yes, give them to them too.
So
and
one
look,
is
after you give each one, please make sure you give the spelling, and then we're gonna give a round of applause for them because they'd be ashamed of to need help. You know, we love to be prideful, we love to not be honest. I've been homeless before. Like, let's talk about it, y'all. Let's not be cute. You know, we're gonna give them a round of applause because you know we want celebrate them through this as well. So go ahead, sis. We got you.
Okay. So one of them is, of course, you would put the dollar sign, and then it's so essential. So SOESSENTIAL. So essential. The next one is the dollar sign. Lexi 84. LEXIE 84. And we have dollar sign Tykisha 365, and that's TYKISHA 365. We have Gabrielle Sierra. That's the dollar sign, GABRIELLECIERRA, Gabrielle Sierra. And we have the number sign 25, M like Mary, HAUSER.
Thank
so
you
those
so
are some
much.
That were, you're welcome. Yeah, those are some of the people that were in the last one. And hopefully they'll add their names in the next pool.
Definitely. Give out your contact information, where you'd like people to reach you. Now, keep in mind, creeps are a whole real thing, and we are on international radio, so, like, don't be out here with your social and shit. But how can people reach you and continue to stay afloat with, you know, the folks you're supporting, the fundraisers you're doing, you know, the Cash App lessons you're giving later, you know, how can folks stay in the loop?
Samantha Leach on Facebook, Samantha Leach on Instagram, and Twitter is Samantha L. Leach. Samantha L. Leach, I'm sorry, on Instagram, and Samantha Leach on Twitter.
All right. So those are all the social media sites. You're everywhere. Okay. So we play a game with every that we have on the One Mic Stand with Simply Nay, and we're going to be getting out of here shortly. So, of course, I am going to play a game with you. I'm going to say a year, and you are going to tell me how much you think gas was that year, okay? Because we just want to be real about going on, how inflation works, that there are larger systems at hand that benefit from furloughs and all of those sorts of things. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
And plus,
yeah.
And you know, we have a buzzer, so, you know, that's a whole thing.
Okay.
In what year do you think, I'm saying the year you're saying now. In 1990, how much do you think the average gallon of gas was in the United States of America?
Between 112 and 113.
Dirty tried to gas was 130, honey. $1.30. That is how much gas was in 1990. $1.30. Yes, the
okay,
average cost
so
of gas.
Let me tell you a really funny story. So I wonder what was going on at that time, because I can remember in 1997 or 98, gas was 99 cents a gallon near Potomac Mills. I would drive to Potomac Mills, fill my tank up, and come back to DC. 99 cents.
That now let me ask you this. I think that's a black people move. By the time we go to Kansas to get the gas, like, ain't the shit gone? Like, couldn't we have like
no?
The same
let me tell you. Let me. No, I would come back with a full tank of gas.
Listen, I don't know what you was putting some Tina in that gas.
I had a Cadillac. Vanderbilt. It was probably just the reserve tank was probably larger than most people's tanks. I don't know, but I would come back and my tank would still be full. And I did that regularly because the gas was so
I know that, right? We got to be good friends if you go up to the mall for gas. That's a certain kind of thing you say, I want to know. So in 2000, when we were screaming that it was going to be Y2K, this is 10 years after 1990, how much do you think gas was?
In 2000, 150?
Yeah, I'm going to give it to you. It was $1.48. So I'll give you your correct buzzer. Depending on the gas, it would have been 150. So, like, yeah, you can have that one. The year that we got rid of Bush, when we elected the first ever black president of the United States of America, that was 2008.
Yes.
What you think gas was?
Wow, I remember gas was so high. I'm gonna say $4. It was so high. I'm gonna say $4.10.
National average.
I remember
now,
maybe like $2.53. It was just so high around that time.
The national average was $3.25. But you're right, girl. They had us paying $5 up here. And in D.C., the gas,
yes,
that was real. You know,
oh, my goodness. You know, there are some things, that are constant reminders. Like, you know, you think about, like, what was a big deal at the time when he became president. I remember vividly gas prices were, like, insane. And there was this time when they dipped, and we were all, like, so grateful. Like, we thought that he was, like, the savior because the gas prices went down below $2 again. And we were excited.
And,
so
one thing that political science shows, two things that study political science learn, is gas always goes down around elections. That's something the feds have set up so that just generally voters are more happy. It makes it easier for folks to vote. Like, they realize happy. They realize the gas has gone down. They do that all the time around elections.
The Bradley effect.
Yeah.
It's a way to manipulate us, for sure. But I remember in particular like David Axelrod was being interviewed about it. It was a mess. It was a big deal when crude oil was, had reached a record high per barrel or something. I remember that vividly. I'll never forget. We were paying $5 a gallon, that's for sure. And I had to get premium gas, so it wasn't any fun.
This is our last one. When everybody was thinking they weren't with Trump and president, that was the year 2016. How much was gas?
2016?
2016. 3 years ago.
Oh boy. Was it, I'd say two 235.
Guess
was
$2. Kinda, it was 214. You know the right answer. I'm not gonna have you all here crazy. We are,
and I also have to remember that we're talking about the national average because the district has always has higher gas prices. So okay.
They play with us. They play with us. It's real, and that's why I was agreeing with you. I want to drop. We're only on air for like one more second, so I want to drop. Not really, but for you to remind people what your contact information is. Play another song and thank our sponsor left out because I was more excited to talk. There's a few folks I want to uplift on the list of folks we are giving cash apps to. Just you know, in the spirit of what I said about young women. And the love that they deserve. I really have loved the Princess Tracy and really get y'all to think about doing that. PRINCESSPRETTYGAL. Play it back if you didn't hear me. We archive. We also have Tierra Zoria. And you want to do Cash App TIARAZORIA Zoria. Then we also have Brianna Curtis, who wants to go to the first time. RENLLC. RENLLC. We have Jessica Hart, who wants to go to the first time. LEIBAYY. And then, what should I have to tell you again? Just to get you a little point of name. And we all. We've committed to continuing to do this, and every week we're going to do this because it's free for us and we want to help folks. And so, BSSASSNAY. You know, we got to shout somebody May. I may forget about who we started off with, Mrs. Nona, right? You got it on PayPal. We're going to put all of these on our social media. It's going to be on Instagram. It's going to be on Snapchat. It's going to be on Facebook. All of these are going to go up there. So you can go up. You can check it. Samantha, how can folks get in contact with you for more good time before we close out?
Again, it's Samantha Leach on Facebook. Samantha L. Leach. That's SamanthaLLeach on Instagram and on Twitter, Samantha Leach as well. I look forward to getting some of those Cash App and PayPal names for our upcoming giveaway, and that'll be happening on Thursday this week.
Hey, thank you so much, Samantha, for being a guest. You know, I really appreciate you taking the time to chat with me, and I really thank you for doing work. And my hope is you've inspired somebody that's listening today to do what you do, you know, and to be a help
how they
want to do what they're inspired to do.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for this opportunity, and I look forward to spreading this as far as we can. I'm sure that this platform will allow for us to connect to other like-minded people who may have just been looking for a vehicle or a way to support those in need during this furlough season. And hopefully this will be ending soon. But while people are in need, we're just going to have to reach out and be the village that we know that we should be to the people that need it the most. So thank you so much. Thank you so much.
No problem. Anytime, support is free. I definitely agree with what she's saying. And the last thing I'm going to say to y'all before I get to these sponsors is, like, don't wait for a furlough to give a fuck. Like, for real. Everybody's going through something all the time. So, like, don't wait until the news is telling you that folks are struggling to, like, care. We got sponsors. Like, if you want to have your service, an event, when the woman makes things with Simply Made, we're going to do it. I can't leave without reminding you that we're also sponsored. E for Eve Online is here. The first ever, even before her, lesbian dating website and app that will be launched in the USA, May. Why Black Pride? And I live in DC, and I'm their spokesperson. Yeah, you know, I'm not traveling. I'm legal everywhere. Anyway, I'm very excited about the app. I'm very, like, this shit is cute. So I'm saying it's completely and totally free. You want to get affiliated with them everywhere social media is. EVE, the number 4, EVE, online, everywhere. Love y'all for free. It's the One Mic Stand with Simply Nay. One more song. Apparently this song, I don't know who sings this song. The song is called Lil Baby, featuring Lil Baby and a girl named Dani Lee. Anyway, I really just like the song because she goes from like singing and whistling. I don't know what she was smoking in the studio, nothing. But what I really is, a lot of people never heard this in the area, and you've like got to get into it. It's the One Mic Stand with Simply Nay. I will fuck with y'all later Sunday, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, anytime on Stand Omni Media On Demand Radio. I'm going to go through in these streets because apparently I'm dressed cute today and I have on my comfortable. So I'll be seeing you at the open mic.
It's the real Mike Stand with Lil Baby. I'm Lil Baby.
My little baby, change your paper. That's a hope for you. On the watch that. Yeah, I'm on work. If you want that, is your role play.
Be precise, yeah.
To AP, she get a butt tee. Homie, yo, she is a freak. I like her skin tone. She look prettier with me. She know her alphabet, but she stuck on double C. She like, they gon' my little baby. Take my name from state to state. Still smell like I'm selling weight. I'm on fire, know they hate. All my cars are the D. 4x4, niggas know. Ask about me in the city. Ain't no joke.
Yeah.
My little baby, change your paper. That's a hope for you. On the watch that. Yeah, I'm on work. If you want that, is your role play.
Be precise, yeah. My little baby. Where you miss your flight, yeah.
I'm the best you never had.